$100 says you're gonna crack my skull, huh?
I wouldn't crack your knuckles for $100.
So he's bluffing.
Yeah, well, somebody's gonna kill you, you dumb son of a bitch, but it's not gonna be me.
Get out, boys! I'm gonna R-U-N-N-O-F-T!
The cops in this town are morons. Retarded. I'm dealing with moronic people. Because he's in a bad humor. That fat Nazi, what I gotta suffer because of him. What's the matter? Get away from me here. What's the matter?
Are you afraid?
Can't you see I'm talking on the phone? Huh? Give me 2 minutes. Now listen to me, Si.
You can take us to Santa Rosina, St. Park.
What's the matter? What happened to you, though? What was it, some kind of initiation?
We had an accident. We fell into yellow, all right? Hurry up!
Look, boys, I know show business. Something always turns up. Telegram for the Three Amigos.
Three Amigos, Hollywood, California. You are very great. 100,000 pesos to come to Santa Poco, put on show stop. The infamous El Guapo.
What does that mean, infamous?
Oh, Dusty. Infamous is when you're more than famous. This man, El Guapo, is not just famous, he's infamous.
100,000 pesos to do a personal appearance with this guy, El Guapo, who is probably the biggest actor to ever come out of Mexico.
Wow, the infamous? Infamous?
Uh-huh, just when you thought we might have given up and you done left us for dead, hello, we's back. It's once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier in the shadow of something real close to Pike's Peak. It is the big program, and all your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered to fill your ears with stuff that they think you just might enjoy listening to. And now here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
That it is. I am Derek Knight, and we have almost a full house today. I had sent out a message to you people on Facebook, not you people who were listening, but you people in the room, and I said, the shows are better when you're all here, and I'm looking at you, Justin. Well, Justin came through. Justin Carmichael from EmeraldChirophant.blogspot.com and other, well, it's whatever it is you do.
YouCanPlayThis.com.
You are the Jew Wario. Yep. Thanks for showing up today. My sister Heather from Added Spam.
Hey.
My co-host, Colin.
Yeah, what am I these days? Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. How are you anyway?
I'm all right. Not all right, but I'm okay.
And we're at missing man formation because Jason Ozant did not want to piss off the wife today, so he decided to not show.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out what day he wants to piss her off.
Then. That's right. when it's okay to piss her off, he can come back. But shows are better with him, but we'll do just fine. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll be talking to you quite a bit today.
Okay.
Because you are a giant geek. A nub with pink shoes, as you've recently been called. I think that's harsh, but it was what you were called. But you recently, not too recently, but because you never came to the last time we recorded shows, but you went to E3.
E3, yeah.
And E3 is like a big effing deal.
It's the geek mecca.
Yeah, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, E3, yeah.
Yeah, and it is quite the big deal. How many years has E3 been happening?
You know, I don't know.
Wow, the look was like, time. That would have been a good thing to know.
That would have been wonderful. No,
you should have just said 12.
I mean, 12.
This is the 12th. Yeah, the 12th big
E3.
It's
the 90s, actually. I'm pretty sure, like, since 93.
Yeah. But nowadays, it is the thing to go to and not easy to get into.
No. Actually, you can buy your ticket, but it's $400.
Right. And it's kind of hard to get sent there as press or media. And you were fortunate enough, just famous enough to get in.
To find some guy who would be willing to let me go as media on their dime, yeah.
Because of these little videos that you do.
The little videos.
You're getting just enough attention that you were allowed to go to the biggest conference and report back, essentially.
Yes.
And so tell us exactly how it happened first, and then fill us in on some of the experiences that you had.
Completely unimpressive. I was doing some videos for a site called Koku Gamer. Koku Gamer. And I just happened to be decide that I wanted to go to E3 either this year or next year, and happened to mention it. happened to mention it to the owner of Coco Gamer, and he said, "Well, I'll just."
He said, "Oh, Justin, we love you so much. We send you to E3 on dime."
On dime.
On dime.
Not on yen.
On yen.
On your on yen.
Is it like a real American, regular old white guy that does this?
Yeah, actually, damn. he lives up in Longmont. It's a funny thing. Is
fine. That's not it. This.
There you go. So yeah, so we, you know, we got through everything. We got the tickets, and I got my plane ticket and everything, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, and we had a horrible time at the same time.
How can you have a horrible time doing something you've always wanted to do?
Because the hotels in L.A. are for shite.
Well, I'll tell you this. Sometimes
I'm looking over, I'm like, yeah, he's old enough, but I'm not sure if
that's she's fine. You can cuss in front of her.
What it really depends upon is what hotel you stayed at.
Oh, wow. The Clarion.
Yeah, probably not for the. You know what? Here's
I hear the word Clarion. I'm thinking, oh, well, it's a nice place. You know, okay,
sure.
Yeah,
no, it's gotta be. No. Here's the thing, and a tip from me
it
to you.
Smelled if like you're... sock. It smelled like ass and spearmint. We walked in the hall, and Spoonie just looked at me. He's like, "Do you smell that? It smells like ass and spearmint."
You know, I smell like, sex oh and candy. Yeah. Well, a tip from me to you. Next time you get sent somewhere, demand, not suggest, demand to be put up at a Hampton Inn. Because the Hampton Inns and or Courtyard by Marriott, okay. Those are the two hotels I've found that are pretty consistent across the country.
Well, we're also going on a cheap dime, too.
Still, so. I mean, you're talking about the Clarion's probably running $120 a night.
Not even. 70, 30 80, bucks a night.
30 bucks? 30?
30 bucks for three people.
So it was $90 a night.
Yeah, yeah, just okay. under $100.
All right, so for about $100, you could stay at a Hampton Inn.
We're gonna have to do that next time.
The free breakfast. You get a reasonably comfortable. It's always clean. So next time, tip for me to you from a seasoned traveler: stay at either the Courtyard by Marriott or the Hampton Inn.
And I mean, you can watch Spoonie's, because Spoonie turned on his, Spoonie's one of the guys who, on That Guy with the Glasses, who also does videos with us, but he did a little video while we were sitting in the hotel explaining all the woes of that first night. We walk in, and it's like Vietnam hot in the tiny little room. It's half, not kidding, half of this whole room.
Half of Studio DeChambeau. That's not
big. How big the room. If you added the bathroom, maybe the full length and everything. Yeah.
Still, that's not enough for three people.
So we go in there. Where is the...
not just friends, no.
No.
Where's the AC usually in a hotel?
Usually it's in the window.
So I looked at the window. I pulled open the shades. No AC.
Really?
I'm looking. We called down and we said, excuse me, yes, we don't have any AC. Oh, yes, you have AC in your room.
Thermostat on wall.
No, we have AC. We don't have AC. We haven't looked. Can we get a room with AC? Oh, we send somebody up. So they sent somebody up, and we say, well, we don't have any AC. The guy said, oh yeah, here's what you have to do. I'm going to show you. You, Derek, you're going to have to explain what I am doing.
Okay. Currently, he's setting his lunch down.
Okay. So the guy goes over to the entertainment center.
Yes.
He goes to the entertainment center. This is the entrance to the bathroom.
He picks up the entertainment center.
Walks about 5 inches, puts it down, reaches behind the entertainment center, pulls up, and there's the AC unit.
Nice.
Who puts the AC unit
behind the entertainment center? Well, it sounds to me like...
Oh, my gosh.
Now, did this hotel have the look of age? Like, it was an old motor hotel that perhaps had just had the Clarion brand and a new coat of paint slapped on it?
No. It's always been that. It's always
really?
Been, yeah, it was huge. It was like Doctor Who's TARDIS. It would have a hallway.
I don't know what that is.
And you would open up a door, and there'd be another hallway. And you're like, this hallway goes into the next apartment complexes over there. There's no way. And you open the door, and it goes another hallway. I swear we opened three doors before we were like, how did we get back to where we started? It was weird. Yes, it was completely.
You know what? That's their trick that you can never check out, and you continue to have to pay.
Yes, and we were sure that in that second hallway, somebody had died, and nobody had found the body and there, it's just sitting there. And maybe that was the smell of the foot and spearmint or ass.
Right.
It was horrible.
Ass and spearmint. I'm going to start utilizing that phrase. Wow, this smells like ass and spearmint. And that's not a good thing.
It smelled like ass. And then, like those little crowns that taxis
sure,
have.
The cover-up.
And those really strong smell. That's...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was horrible.
There's nothing good. There's nothing good about a smell that's trying to be covered up by anything else. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a smell that you absolutely love. If it's covering up something else, then it's not pleasant whatsoever.
But other than that...
Other than your accommodations.
Other than accommodations and taxis being way too expensive and the only way to go around in L.A., E3 was okay. E3 was pretty decent. There were a lot of people there. I actually got interviewed by some internet celebrity on IGN, and he was trying to do a not Borat, but who's the Sacha Baron Cohen, and he does the other character,
the gay one,
Bruno.
No, it is Borat. So this guy has tight little shorts on and. Weird Bruno. Curly hair and glasses. Hello there. Hello. Yes. I ask you a question, please. And he gets disturbingly close to your face just to. And I was like, oh, he's trying to do. Okay. So I don't flinch. And he just gets very close and he's here. Yes. Thank you. Could you tell me, answer a question for me? If Mario collects coins, how come when he get 100 coins, it go back to zero? Thank you very much. He'd pull his head away, he'd put the mic in my face, and well, he's got a hole in his pocket, and he can only hold 100 coins, but he forgets, and the stitches break, and it just falls right through. Okay, yes, then, thank you very much. And if Metroid, if Samus get into Metroid suit, if she pregnant and she turn into a ball, where does baby go? Thank you very much. Okay. I didn't have a smart-ass answer right off the bat, so I saw the camera was on me, so I started to think, oh, yeah, that's a good question. After a few seconds, he, thank you very much, and he walks off.
Nice.
And I'm thinking, the camera's going to turn back to me. I know it's going to turn back to me. So I just keep on thinking, and sure enough, the camera turns back to me. I'm like, what? That's a good question, you know? And sure enough, a couple of weeks later, some people say, hey, Justin, you're on IGN. Did you know that? What? Cool.
I'm the man.
They put the clip up there a couple of times. So, yeah, it was very cool.
Nice. Well, see, you walk into the belly of the beast, essentially, and you're going to get noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps.
Got a bunch of people saying, hey, are you the Jew Wario? I said, yeah. Oh, love your shows, man. Thank you so much for making them. They're so much fun to watch. And
did that make you feel really weird? Yeah, head keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually you can't fit back into that smells of ass
it felt
hotel room.
Weird. I get 7,000 to 10,000 viewers every week.
Yeah.
Who at E3 is going to notice? Holy crap!
Well, those,
only about 14 people.
Well, notice me. You've tapped into this thing that is going on, this geeky thing, and those geeks support each other. And they go to things like E3, even though the ticket is outrageously expensive.
Oh yeah, It was, but it was a lot of fun.
Did you ever tell anybody that walked up to you? No, I'm Yankee J.
No, I was tempted to go as Yankee J one time though. I did bring the costume, but no.
The sad thing is, he brought the costume. He has costumes
just in case.
For Christ's sake. But you didn't wear the costume.
Because I was so... Well, the first day was horrible. I mean, the bad hotel room was icing on the cake.
Right. Okay, was that your travel cake. Day?
Oh, yeah.
First day was the travel day?
First day was the travel day. The airplane gets in there. I get to the hotel, or I get to the convention center, grab my ticket, and I get into the Nokia Center where the Nintendo press conference is going on 5 minutes late. And I was running. 2 days before that, I was running.
And you're not big on
Two
running.
2 days before that, I had broken my little toe on my left foot by falling down the stairs.
Obviously not coordinated enough to run.
So I was running into the Nokia's, hobbling as much as I could, foot stinging like a big dog.
Oh,
Yeah, that's exactly how
Justin
it was.
Justin tripping over one of his corgis and falling down the stairs.
Falling down the stairs. I hit that wood panel we used to keep the Pomeranian out, and I look at my toe, and I'm like, wow, I guess my toe's not supposed to do that.
Look at that.
Jennifer just says, tape it up, are you sure it's tight. Broken? I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's broken. She's like, are you sure it's broken?
Wow. I like her more now.
Stop it.
Nice.
So
what you're saying is your widow toe hoat?
My widow
your
toe.
Widow toe.
He had to find some way to push that in there. I know. He had to weasel it in there. Hey.
Nothing wrong with that.
2 days later.
I've broken a couple toes.
Broke
before.
A toe.
It does
two
hurt.
Days later, you go to an entire convention center where you walk around for 5 miles every single day. That's not a pussy.
No, well, you were committed. You had to go. I mean, it was like, you know, this is your year, right?
Yeah.
So, of course you were going to
go. So I went, and yeah. Oh, some cool video games coming out. Some not so much. Some yes. Some no. It was.
And this is where all the companies display their wares and their upcomings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of have to go in. Exactly. You have to go in there, and I didn't go in there knowing this, but I came out knowing this.
You always come out knowing.
You always come out knowing. This convention wasn't made for the media.
It's made for the vendors.
Buyers.
Oh, the buyers.
The buyers.
Okay.
The vendors who are selling and the buyers who are buying. E3 actually opened up 2 hours early just so that the buyers could go through and get the cards, see the wares from everybody, and then go.
Yeah.
And then they let the media and the press in and everybody else.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so it wasn't for us. Those big displays were for to bring the buyers over and to show them what was going on.
And we're not talking about retail buyers so much, but more like wholesale buyers.
We're talking about huge, people who buy for Toys R Us.
Right.
And people who buy for you know, this business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, how do we display this one? Is this one going to be interesting enough? And then they sit back. Okay, well, what does the media think of this? Okay, well, we'll listen to some of this. We'll go by what we bought. And it was very, very interesting. So next year, if I get to go, which I'm hoping we're going to have a lot more changes, and I'm going to be able to do a lot more videos than I was able to do this year.
And stay at a Hampton Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So how about Booth Babes?
Booth Babes were actually kind of interesting this year.
Did you try to interview any, or did you just kind of leave them in the background?
I left them in the background. I don't know if it's me having just got married, but
you didn't get married.
They didn't. I wasn't impressed.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I saw the girls walking around in dragon armor. And I'm like, oh, see, look at her. She must be cold. That was the first thing that went through my head.
I always said
what you're saying
girl,
is you were
just
looking.
Must be cold. Yeah. See, this tiny little outfit must be cold here. Put on a sweater, maybe a cardigan or something.
I always see them and I think they have no interest in games whatsoever. They're paid models. What is their impression of this event? Having to dress like that.
That's a job.
That's a good question. You know, I'll have to ask that.
It is a job.
I'm going to bet to them it's just
But they have to act interested.
But
it's almost
just
like a prostitute.
Yet another this is LA, right?
It is. It's all they have to be act interested in what they're doing, even if they're not.
You know what it is? There is a fine line between aspiring actress and prostitute. Okay? This is what these people do. All right. They get hired to play a role, they play it. They probably then go home, drink themselves
then
into
what you
a
do
stupor,
is you try to crack try that to veneer forget. And get their true opinion from them
in
an interview.
Get to the inner cookie.
In the Nintendo booth, those were the classiest of the booth babes. They actually looked comfortable in their outfits.
I want to go to the booth where the babes are missing a teeth or two. Maybe one's only got one arm. The low class hookers.
Def Jam.
Def Jam.
I was going to say, or the latest Hunting Game.
Some of those girls were just like, wow. They picked you out personally, didn't they?
Somebody's
went
cousin.
To the Nintendo booth babes, and I was like, yeah, do you know which girl here has the Professor Layton game? I'm kind of interested in seeing that. Oh no, but have you played the Nintendogs? The Nintendogs is so nice. I mean, the dog just comes right up to you. She's got it over there. I play it all the time. It's so cool. I'll go check her out. Thanks.
You went all the way to E3 to talk to somebody who doesn't know shit about games.
Jack and squat.
Nice. But this is, so again, this made your year.
Oh yeah, it was a good time.
You're hoping to go back next year.
Yeah, yeah. And me and my friend Saiko Taku, Mark Fujita, we're going to team up. And he said, because I told him the problems. I said, yeah, my mic. First of all, I need a regular mic. I don't need the mic on my camera. It's good for my videos, but I need something else because the mic catches all the sound. And right. I lost three interviews, really good interviews.
Justin sent me some video to see if I could clean up the audio, and they're as magical as I am. Not a goddamn thing I could do with it, because the background noise wasn't just background noise. It wasn't just a dryer. It was people going...
Yeah, it was an entire conference center filled with people, just the resonance. Yeah. So
if you sample that and say, remove background noise, guess what's going to remove? Everybody talking.
So I need to get a mic, the second one, he said, you need a cameraman.
Yes.
So he said, I'll be your cameraman, you be my cameraman, we'll go together, we'll do this thing, and we'll get it done. So.
You pitch, he'll catch, it's all, it works out. Stay in the same hotel room.
Nice. All right. Way to go, Derek, turning into gay porn.
You're the one that brought it that way. I didn't say a damn thing.
Did you get any good swag?
Yeah, we got some, they had some pretty decent swag. The Bethesda boot was giving away jackets. Entire jackets.
Not a sleeve or two.
Not just like a vest or a t-shirt, but an entire jacket. There was a, you could get a free hamburger from the Bulletstorm hamburger booth, and I got one of their hamburgers, and they were giving away t-shirts. And then Sony had hats, and just tons of swag, and I'm actually giving that away to somebody, a lucky viewer on my youcanplaythis.com, and we're going to be giving that away actually this week.
Hurry, kids, if you want to win
go back
all,
in
of,
time.
This, all of this previously breathed on touched swag by from Justin
that might still smell of ass and
well, spearmint, because it was probably kept in his hotel room at least a day. You can send him a postcard.
Yep.
And you can find they can find out details at youcanplaythis.com.
Youcanplaythis.com or on my YouTube, which is just Juario.
Of course, when this airs, it's probably already over.
No, I'm going to post this tonight.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, so
this one's going to be current. Everything after this, not so much.
Yeah, all right.
And then I'll be drawing on Thursday, so.
Yeah, see? So kids, you've still got 4 days to get in on this geeky-ass crap.
The best swag I got, though, was at a PC gaming booth, and I just signed up for the PC gaming because it was an interview.
Yeah.
And I went through the three booths, and at the fourth one, the guy said, you're Justin Carmichael with Coco Gamer? And he starts looking through these little boxes. I'm like, yeah. He looks through. He pulls out this little wooden box, and I should have brought it. God, I knew there was something I should have brought. He opened, and it's a little wooden box with a placard on the top that, you know, Commander of the Seven Seas.
Does it have a lucky
Coco
cockroach
gamer.
In it?
He opens it up, and it's a brass captain's ship whistle.
So, were you going to say Siemens and then you changed your mind?
I was going to say it was a brass Siemens.
And I looked at Derek and he was like, say it, you bastard. I need this. This is what my show does.
Excuse me while I whip this.
And now it's all done. I can't say anything without making it sound. I got that.
It got something nice, and they knew who you were.
Yeah. Well, it was on my tag. It was on my tag.
Everybody knows me.
Everybody knew who everybody was. It was on your tag. You go, hi. Oh, hi, Derek. You know, I just go down to the tag. So.
Well, that was still very nice.
But still, they looked through something.
Very cool. Yeah, it was personalized. Awesome. It's awesome.
So obviously, they get a list of the people that are going to be there.
Exactly. Who's going to be interviewing us? Oh, okay. I'll get this ready.
Still, though, classy.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. One of the best interviews I had was with a guy who was just in his t-shirt and jeans, and he looked like he was one of the guys who programmed this game. Boringest game I think I'd ever seen.
That's too bad.
But it was just one of those things where you try and build a civilization, but there's... You can do war, but you can choose also not to do war, and it's so detailed that you think, wow, who actually plays this? Oh, yeah, you do. And you point to the guy who's telling you about this, and he's just sitting there. He was the nicest guy. He answered all my questions. we talked about other games and stuff and what this one was like. It was the best interview. And it was because I was talking to another geek, just like us.
Just like you. Just like you. Don't you go roping me in to this whole geek.
Just like some of us.
Oh, then. Yeah. Because we all have a little geek in us.
Not much.
You're a computer geek. Look at this.
So I've got two computers.
You're an audio geek. Yeah.
I
know how to work this stuff. What, that makes me a geek?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that makes you a geek.
Yeah.
Makes you
a geek. So I know how to turn the knobs and stuff. I don't think that makes
you're
me
an AV geek.
You're an AV geek. Oh.
Oh, wait. Burn. Jesus. Although we are both officially employed by geekswhodrink.com.
There you go. You gotta be.
And you have a new quiz, and you need support.
Yes.
So why don't you tell listener exactly when they can find you?
Listener, please go out, find other people to come up to the Sunbird Restaurant on Tuesday evenings.
Located conveniently at Point of the Pines Drive.
And it's a beautiful view of Colorado Springs. You just get this gorgeous view. We get deer up there all the time. This past week, somebody proposed in a wonderful way. I just got the best venue, but we need peoples to come out. So 7:30, quiz ends between 9 and 9:30.
It will end later if you have more people.
It will end later if I
have more people. Because it'll take longer to score.
Yeah. So you need to bring people in. They actually have I know some of you might be intimidated by the name, the Sunbird. But they actually have fairly reasonable drinks in the bar. They have bar food that is comparable to Old Chicago's in price. And, it's just very good stuff.
There you go.
Bar food is something you shouldn't say fast.
Bar food. It's
bar food.
Bar food. Bar food. And it's, it's Sunbird. So you still get a fairly decent burger. You get a little, they've got pork sliders, and those are pretty good.
That's what you've been blowing your bar tab on so far is burgers and sliders?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The pulled pork is pretty decent. Mm. So.
Do you have to dress up?
No.
Yes, this quiz requires a coat and tie.
Well, it's the Sunbird.
No, you expect a high class or something.
It's more casual than you think.
Yeah, okay. You could walk.
That should be on the sign.
What you got?
More casual than you think.
That'll draw them in.
Yeah.
Woo.
But you could dress up if you wanted to.
So. Yeah. Of course, you could. You could go on Tuesdays, but you just sleep in on Tuesdays and go on Thursdays to Old Chicago.
Thursday nights.
Downtown, I don't know. Last time we were there, it was just too damn busy.
You know exactly. You know why? It's because it's a popular quiz. It's because it's a good quiz. It's run by somebody.
Your odds of winning will be better at the Sunbird.
Your odds of winning.
Everybody's a winner for the past 2 weeks.
So. So,
Derek's like glaring daggers at me.
There's the question. Do you want to be a sandbagger or do you want to actually compete? Huh? Yeah? You want to actually compete, you come on out to Old Chicago's on Thursday.
Or you could do both.
You could do both.
Yeah.
If you're not busy. If you are busy, pick one, and the one you should pick is Thursday.
Yeah, or Monday nights, 8 to 10 at Jack Quinn's. I always end as close to 10 o'clock as I can, not unlike some other places that might be incredibly busy.
Yeah, I don't give a crap when it ends. As long as I get my bar tab used up, fuck it. You know, and I always screw things up when I've been drinking, so that's fun, right? It's fun to come watch
that
me screw
true.
Up.
And you got a cool Odell hat last time.
I ganked some swag because Odell's Brewing Company brought by stuff to give away. Because we're not allowed to accept just sponsors on the spot, but we are allowed to accept free stuff to give away for the email prize. Mm-hmm. And the guy brought a bunch of t-shirts and hats, and I was thinking, the first giveaway is to me. So I picked the hat out and took it home.
Good on you.
Yeah, because, Odell is our grandmother's maiden name. Mm-hmm. Oh. And Odell without the apostrophe, and I was telling the guy that, and he's all, we're Odell without the apostrophe. And I said, you know what that means? What? I said, you're a cheater. What? I said, the Odell blood makes you cheat at everything you do. Long pause. Can I buy you a shot? No, I'm good. I got a bar tab. So I totally alienated the guy after he gave me the stuff.
He was so kind.
Thank you for giving me all this stuff. I'm going to completely alienate you by telling you stories about your family name. But yeah, so that was wonderful. So I got myself swag. I figured, what the hell? There's enough. Because I had to get a resupply.
Yeah.
And with the resupply...
You should be in politics.
I should be.
What the hell? I'll take that, sure.
Sure.
I earned that. Well, I deserve that.
I had to order more answer packets. That's how well the quiz is going. Well, with the answer packets, they sent more prizes. So I've got prizes for years now.
But they won't register that. They'll still keep on sending you prizes.
Sending prizes.
So I give away two prizes when they do that.
Do you have the Nelson Mandela air fresheners to give away?
I apologize to geeks who drink, but lately, the past two times, they have been sending me
crap.
Two things, Jack and shit. They've been crap. I get little candy boxes.
Yeah.
Or...
the little tins of candy.
Yeah, or the... Well, no, I rarely even get the little tins of candy. I either get the little candy boxes or I get air fresheners. That's all I get.
But did you look at the air... Do you have a Nelson Mandela air freshener?
No.
It's the most awesome thing ever. It says right on the air freshener, "Damn, Nelson, you smell good." And apparently, Nelson Mandela's essence is cookies.
Is cookies. Cookies. No, they send it, and they must think that everybody is either...
I still have a
gayophobia or something because they send us stuff like, either I fart elves or, you know, I love rainbows or...
I had two, maybe three. I might have a Jane Austen action figure complete with writing quil and desk.
Oh, my gosh.
I want
Where do you
one?
Get that stuff?
I got a great supply. You us. Know what it is? They love me.
They love you.
They love
They love you.
Me.
They hate me.
They must.
Geeks
no,
who drink, please
really
be
though,
kind to
Honestly, I paid my dues, okay? I paid my goddamn dues doing quiz at Oscars and at Porky's. And don't you even point at Porky's, you goddamn homo, because you quit. And I had to go back to Porky's, and that's all your fucking fault. You giant, unbelievable prick bastard. So you can have your quins because I turned it down. But you know what? Suck it. You're at the Sunbird. I'm at Old Chicago. I'm better. They love me. They hate you. All right? You can have your little internet fame and your little videos and your little... Oh, here's your captain's whistle, Seaman. I get Old Chicago. It's what I got. And they like me. That's all I can say about that. So yeah, you've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Always fun when we can get into a screaming match. Yeah, I'm Derek Knight.
Touched
Son
a nerve.
Of Cheese. That's right.
Wow, it's Derek Raw Nerve Knight.
Derek Knight from SonofCheese.com. With us as always, Colin Burton from FizzleItPop.com.
Take care.
My sister Heather from Mad and Spam.
See ya.
And the Jew Wario, Justin Carmichael, gracious enough to join us. You're going to be sticking around for some more shows.
You betcha.
All right, we'll talk to you kids later on, perhaps even next week.